I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's going to be fun singing that song all day. You all right? What's going on? What's happening? What are you looking
at? Have you seen, you reported it, that the Angels baseball player that died, I think he was 27 or something.
Yes.
Did you see the video of his mom throwing out the first pitch when the Angels
got back? No. Oh, my God. Is that why your eyes are all watery?
A little misty. Oh, my God. It's so heavy. And then apparently after the game, so they all wore the jersey. They all wore his name and his jersey number. And then after the game, they all laid the jerseys on the mound.
Oh, my God.
How heavy is that?
So sad.
But the mom threw out the first pitch, and by the way, nailed it.
Oh, good.
Like, threw it from the mound all the way to the catcher.
Oh, because people usually get closer, right?
Yeah.
And it's longer than it is. It's far.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's where he got his arm from.
Maybe.
That is, it's so tragic. Did we ever hear... Anything more about this? I mean, I'm assuming at some point we'll get autopsy results and toxicology.
Toxicology, which takes like 6 weeks, right. So not yet.
But what's the guy's name, Vinny?
Tyler Skaggs.
Yeah, that's right.
But they're all wearing Skaggs' last name and all wearing number 45,
so
and it's on
awful.
The mound. Yeah, it's terrible. Anyway, that's what I was. I just happened to hit play on the thing, and then we come back and I'm like,
when he's waving at his face, I'm like, oh, did he just look at porn during the break?
I'm slightly misty. Yeah. This is troubling.
Oh,
that's terrible.
It is terrible.
You think about being a parent and having to deal with that.
Surviving your kids is my greatest fear.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are we looking at the pitch? Oh, is that her? I didn't get
that's
to see
her.
It. I didn't get to see the throw.
Oh,
but they're all, you see all of them are wearing the jersey. It's really neat.
Yeah,
and it's also really awful.
They're great throw. Yeah, she's got form.
The medical examiner is saying that it would determine a cause of death by October 2nd. Mm.
Wow. That's 1,000 years from now.
Yeah.
It's like me and Vinny say, there's no guarantee. You know, mm-hmm. You want to do anything that, you know, the world ends or something. You just want to know the answer.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Hey, everybody.
It's totally other thing.
If you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, you will instantly score a pair of tickets to see Ariana Grande at the all-new Chase Center in San Francisco on December 18th.
I really hope we get to interview her and we get to play this version of her song for her. That'd be great.
The remix. Yeah. I swear to God, the most annoying thing about this is that was absolutely under my breath during the 50 millionth time that you played that. And now you've isolated it and cranked it up.
It's so good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It gets better every time I hear it. No one's sick of this at all. No one. Ariana Grande, everybody. She's playing at the new Chase Center in San Francisco on December 18th. The tickets go on sale tomorrow, July 19th at LiveNation.com. Jane has your next chance to win at 6:05. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by 24 Hour Fitness. Get your results your way and download the free 3-day pass today.
Hey, y'all.
Girl, look at that body. 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 So I have a sort of a collection of stories that are odd. That maybe,
right.
And some of them you will even go, that's not odd. And then you go, hold on, maybe it is odd.
I'll tell you.
Thank you. And actually, one of them, I want to do the lowest note ever sung by a human woman.
Oh, I saw that story.
Yeah. We were watching it, and I forgot to ask for the printout of the story, so you'll have to tell me what the deal is. But Bryn played me this morning, and it's so funny because this woman has a deep voice. She clearly can sing a wide range of notes, but low notes are hard.
Oak Ridge Boy low?
No.
Pentatonics low?
No. It's a woman, so she can't get down to where some of these dudes with power behind their voice can sing these low notes that are...
That are embarrassing?
Embarrassingly
low. It shouldn't be coming out of you, dude.
And yet it is. And then they're like, oh, yeah, no, it's no problem. I sing low all the time. Blah, 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 blah. I did want to mention that, and you mentioned this a minute ago, Scott Budman is going to join us at 7:35 or so. We're talking about that Face app where, you know, thank you, NBC Bay Area tech reporter Scott Budman is on the show. You're giving your photos to the Russians, everyone. Find out more at 7:35.
All right.
We'll start with the Emmy nominations. We had heard that HBO got 137 nominations, many of which were for Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I found sort of
interesting.
Oh, thank you so much. HBO, home box office. Welcome, home box office. They didn't nominate everyone that got nominated for in the acting categories. They nominated plenty of their actors and actresses. Because I guess the network or whatever vehicle is putting out your show is in charge of nominating you. So, and it's like $225 for each person that you... They nominate you, and then the Emmy committee selects the overall nominees.
Okay.
They nominate you for a nomination. So they had nominated... Kit Harington for lead actor, Emilia Clarke for lead actress, and then for supporting actor, Nikolai Coster-Waldau, that's Jaime Lannister, mm-hmm. and Peter Dinklage, Tyrion Lannister. So that was for supporting actor, and then for supporting actress, Lena Headey, that's Cersei Lannister, mm-hmm. Sophie Turner and Maisie Williams, the sisters, Arya and Sansa. And all of them wound up with nominations. They did not nominate Gwendolyn Christie, who played Brienne of Tarth.
Yeah.
They didn't nominate Melisandre, Carice Van Houten. And they did not nominate, and I don't see his name. Oh, there it is. Alfie Allen. He played Theon Greyjoy.
Okay.
They nominated themselves. They were like, F it. Putting it in. $225. And they all did get nominations. So
oh,
good
funny.
For them.
I'm sure that part of that is they... don't want an entire category to be all
Game of Thrones
actors, but it's some of them are going to be. So in the male supporting actor, it'll be Theon, Nikolai, and Peter Dinklage, and whoever else. There are quite a few nominations in each category. And then Gwendolyn Christie, Carice Van Houten, who's Melisandre, Sophie Turner.
I don't think she deserves it, but whatever.
Yeah, she's good.
She's fine.
You know who I like? Who's the guy with the beard that was had that relationship with the
oh,
scar
the
faced
onion,
little girl?
Yeah, the onion knight, the smuggler.
Is that what
his name? Yeah, that's how he's referred to in the books. He was a former smuggler, and they bring him in, and his name is.
He ends up being a really nice guy.
Oh my God,
I like
he's
him.
Great. Like I feel like almost everyone on that show deserved a nomination. There's so many great actors.
Really,
Sharon.
What about the guy in the wheelchair?
Sharon.
He's no good.
Yeah.
Cunningham.
Liam Cunningham. What's his character's name?
Sir Davos Seaworth.
Davos.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, these three nominated themselves and all did get Emmy nominations. They submitted themselves, I guess.
That's cool.
They submitted themselves for nomination. So that was odd that they had to submit themselves, but why wouldn't you? I don't know why Sir Davos Seaworthy didn't. Or whatever his name is, didn't nominate himself too. Because he was great. I really loved his character. A$AP Rocky. So he's now been held going on 3 weeks. And originally what we heard was Sweden can hold you for 2 weeks without charging you. I'm not sure why he's being held longer than that. Because as of yet, I haven't heard a story that he's been charged with anything formally. The weird part of this story, the odd part of this story, is that Kim Kardashian can call the president whenever she wants. The president of the United States has given her the hotline number. It looks like Kim and Kanye had, I guess they have to go through Jared Kushner because she has dealings. You know, she's working on all these emancipation things, right? Or whatever it is. She wants people's sentences commuted.
Uh-huh, right.
So she, and there's plenty of pictures of her in the Oval Office. So she has said, you got to do something about this A$AP Rocky thing. And they said that to Jared, and he told the president.
Oh, God.
I know. And so as soon as they heard about it, Kanye said, Kim, get on the phone. you got to get to the president. And damn it. So she filled Jared in on what was happening. And Jared took the info to Trump, and he said, yeah, that's something seems amiss. And that's when he sicked the State Department on him.
Mm.
He said he wanted to, oh, sure, I want to help Kim. Absolutely. So that's when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo got involved. A few deputies went to get some action. As yet, nothing out of Sweden. No. No, we're going to hold them as long as we want to.
I don't get it because I thought Sweden was... I know that Switzerland's like the totally, what are they? The
neutral.
Neutral. But,
right. Neutral to Nazis.
But we do all kind of, right.
Right. Yeah, we don't want to get involved. We'll hold your money. Swiss right. banks, everybody.
Yeah.
They're the best.
And your art. You're stolen.
Sure,
art.
All
we'll
of
hold
it.
On to that
yeah,
too.
We're just going to, but we're totally neutral.
Right. But anyway, Sweden, I thought, was also very.
Well, they just seem like a very.
Forward thinking.
Yes, exactly. Sort of a progressive country. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, nice people.
You don't hear them picking a lot of fights.
Never. This is the first bad news I've ever heard about Sweden. Except for the girl in the dragon tattoo stuff. Some bad stuff went down in Sweden.
Oh, that's true.
Not, you know.
You're right.
But that was a made-up story, so I didn't really credit Sweden with that. It seemed cold there. It's really what I got out of those books. Is that a little ASAP, Rocky?
That's correct, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you. Well done. I assume all the dropouts are... Bad
Part of the
words.
Song? Yeah.
Bad words. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he continues to be held there in conditions that are like a toilet, according to reports. Here's another odd story. This is just strange. A guy out of Bakersfield, a well-respected member of the Bakersfield community. He immigrated to the United States in the 1970s from Mexico. His name is Jose Arredondo. He was found this week in a home he owns in Cabo San Lucas. He'd been killed. He is the father of one of the K-pop kids. What? I know. So a Mexican guy, I guess, marries a Japanese woman or has a kid with a Japanese woman.
Mm-hmm.
Kid's name is
Are they Korean?
Sorry, yeah. Sorry.
No, some of the
Korean.
K-pop people are Japanese, though.
Okay. I think this guy is Korean.
Okay.
Sorry, Asia.
Sorry, I just thought K was for
yes, Korean
usually
pop.
It is right. For Korean pop. Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
So this
but
kid...
there's a band called Twice. They got some Japanese members.
Oh, my God. Oh. Scandalous.
How do you know
yeah,
that?
How do you know do you all know? This? Are you K-pop
It's
then?
His anime.
No, I just... you know, I some of the kids I help, they're huge into K-pop, and they're always telling me stuff about...
The kids you hang out with.
The kids you help?
Yeah.
What are they called again? Disenfranchised youth?
Yeah.
Those
oh.
So this guy, Arredondo, is the father of the 17-year-old K-pop star, Samuel. The kid's name is Samuel. Good-looking kid. He's wearing a tuxedo that has, like, skeleton hands and arms. Anyway, the kid's full name is Samuel Kim Arredondo. And he's also gone by the nickname Punch. And when he was little, he used to appear in his dad's car dealership commercials and then went on to perform as part of the duo One Punch. Apparently, he now lives in South Korea, released a debut solo album in 2017. So the details surrounding this guy's death, well, there aren't many. Baja California prosecutor said his body, quote, showed signs of blunt force trauma.
Oh, no.
I know. They haven't. It was his home that he owned down in Cabo.
Mm-hmm.
There haven't been any publicly identified suspects at this point, Bakersfield.com reported. But they're calling it a home invasion. So, just I think odd on a few levels.
So he was alone there?
I don't really know. They're just saying his body was found at his house.
But when you say found, was it found a lot later than...
Not a lot of details. I mean, my feeling
Maybe
is that this is the first...
Or something like
right,
that.
Right. This is the first found him. This is the first we're hearing of this, and I assume that it'll get fleshed out somewhat, especially with a famous... kid in the mix.
I love Mexico so much, and it's really painful that I've thought about, could I go camping with my family, two little girls and the missus, and I don't know that I would.
I
feel really nervous about something happening.
I know, and it's so sad.
Because I know I've been to Mexico 100+ times. Mm. All over the place, surfed all up and down Baja and even on the mainland. And
you love it.
I love it, but I think I'd be too nervous.
It's just not as safe as it was.
Or it doesn't seem to be as safe.
I mean,
it may have, maybe 20 years ago, I wouldn't have brought them with me. It was, you know, as a single man, it seemed fine. But thinking about chances. Doing it now, yeah, I'll take my chances. But thinking about doing it now,
taking chances with your kids, right. Totally
I don't
different
think
thing.
So.
All right, here's the next odd story.
All right.
64-year-old Eric Schmidt. He is the CEO, or was the CEO of Google.
Oh, okay.
He's got a longtime wife.
Yeah, he does.
Her name is Wendy.
How do you know? Why do you say that? Yeah, he does.
Well, I know what the story is going to be. Keep
oh,
going.
Do you know her?
I've met her. Yeah, I've met Wendy.
Wendy Schmidt?
Yeah.
They've been separated for a long time.
But they're still married.
But they're still married, and he has no intention of divorcing her.
That's right.
And cheaper to keep her?
Cheaper, I guess. You know, look, I'm sure the guy's a multi-billionaire. He's probably like, you go live your life. I'm going to go live my life. Maybe they have kids together. I have no idea what their status is. He, though, is on a tear. Just one young, hot girlfriend after the next.
Oh.
Currently, that girlfriend is Alexandra Duisberg.
Duisberg, yeah. So she's been
her?
You know her, too. There's pictures of you and her. She goes to my birthday parties.
Let's see.
Let me see some pictures.
Pull one up of her and Sarah.
She
I have them at home.
I've met her before,
you've
too.
You've got them on your computer right in front of you.
I'll look.
I don't know her.
She's absolutely gorgeous. I don't know. I don't really recognize her.
Here he is. Yeah, let me see if I could enlarge that.
She's a beautiful girl.
She's all over your Facebook, woman, right?
Yeah.
Oh, pull up a Facebook picture. Yeah, I want to see some pictures of you and.
Oh, I think. Have you ever kissed Alexandra Duisberg?
Duisberg.
I have. Yeah.
You.
Wait, by
go
kiss
on.
We mean a peck, not a makeout.
Not a makeout. No, not a makeout, but not a pick. But there has been a kiss a long time ago.
A kiss with tongue?
I think so. A little tongue, yeah.
Did you?
But it was
kiss,
a long time. It was
let
like
me
10
ask
years
you this:
ago.
Who's which kiss was longer? 22? Your kiss with Sarah or your kiss with Alexandra Duisberg?
Well, mine
the boy,
was a peck,
those are really that's a tough question, Ben.
Those are both very long kisses.
Yeah, long kisses, very long. I'll have to. I'd have to say the Sarah kiss.
The Sarah kiss was longer?
No. Yeah,
oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, so her kiss was a fraction of a tenth of a second.
No, Sarah, you're...
Come on.
Oh, my God.
We know you need to rewrite the history there, but...
I am not the one rewriting history currently.
Oh.
Okay, so back to Alexandria.
My very first picture on Facebook is with Alexandra.
Oh, let's see it. Bring it in.
I will.
Bring it in.
Give me one second.
Bring it in here.
I will.
Why does it take you no time most of the time, and then now you can't just run it in? What do you got to like edit
he's,
the
he's
caption?
He's closing
or?
Other windows.
No,
there's
I
a lot
have
of windows
to,
open on.
No,
that thing.
No. You have to. So I think she closed her Facebook account, so I have to go find another person in that picture, and then. Look at our friendship together and then go through all those pictures.
Yeah.
I have 5,000
I thought you
pictures.
Said it was your first picture.
It is my first
well,
picture.
Then bring it in.
Then why isn't it on your Facebook
don't worry,
page?
Don't worry. We know you're
Facebook.
On the
bring it
website.
In here.
I have 5,000 pictures.
And the Chanel website.
Hold on. Wait,
hold on.
Right back.
Ding, ding,
yeah.
Ding.
Shame. Anyway. Hooman aside, this has nothing to do with Hooman.
Right, it's Eric
oh, yeah,
Schmidt.
The Google guy. Okay.
Eric Schmidt.
And his hot girlfriend.
And his hot girlfriend, Alexandra Duisberg.
Who Hooman made out
sorry,
with.
Sorry, Duisberg. Duisberg?
Yeah, Duisberg. Don't call her Duisberg.
Whatever.
Just following your lead, Holmes.
Duisberg. She's a 32-year-old former medical student. She's been flashing a huge pink sapphire.
Yep.
They say it's 10 carats and worth millions of dollars.
Oh, she must do all the stuff.
10 carats. I'm like, yeah.
They say this thing is worth about he's worth about $13.2 billion. So a couple mil for a big fat ring.
What
nothing.
Does he look like? Is he bad looking or what?
Facebook, there's Alexander. That's you're practically kissing her right there.
This is when she's 22?
He's doing like a reach around hug too. Like, so, sheesh.
My very first picture on Facebook.
You got to repost that. Today.
I don't know about
repost
that,
it. Right why not? Now. She's making the news.
Do it.
I don't know. Yeah,
repost it.
She's wearing polka dots too. I love polka dots.
Here.
She's absolutely adorable.
Yeah.
So they were.
Aww, she's so cute.
They were on a trip to Greenland.
I don't. Am I supposed to pick something up from that?
It's not exactly a luxury vacation.
Oh,
Greenland.
Greenland.
Well, we don't know.
We should actually.
If you're
Iceland
a billionaire, everything is a luxury vacation.
I suppose that's true. Maybe
and
they were
been
bundled
everywhere
up.
Everywhere else. Sarah.
Yes, we've got to. Now we must go to Greenland.
Yes.
Just, I mean, I've flown over that on my way to Europe a couple times and gone, Jesus, that is an icy wasteland. Have you ever gone to Google Maps and looked for places in Greenland? Uh-huh. It is, which should be called Iceland. There's like tiny settlements where like rugged people are struggling to survive. You can feel angst.
Trust me, Eric Schmidt's people call Greenland and they go, Eric Schmidt's on the way. We're gonna need. They want to ride human beings, so you're gonna have to have human beings ready to walk. They want to go piggyback
naked human beings
on human beings from the airport to their luxury resort,
right? Made of olive ice, embedded with diamonds. So anyway, she's got this. It's on her left hand. According to a source, she's telling friends, "We want to have kids as soon as possible, but his wife is making things complicated." That's my Duesberg impersonation.
The ring is an engagement ring.
Yeah,
she
absolutely.
Says, here's what other people are saying. By the way, Duesberg is the same age as Schmidt's daughter, Sophie.
So what? No, he doesn't care.
So he's been linked to a series of younger women in recent years. He's got no plans to divorce Wendy, even though they live separate lives. A second source close to the couple said, Eric's been spending time with Alexandra. He gave her a friendship ring. While this may have sparked some excitement and rumors, it's not an engagement ring. Eric did not propose. They are not engaged.
That's what I believe.
Let's see here. And they go on to talk more about her. She was a blog writer. She was a former Olympic skater.
Yeah, she was.
Fourth year med student at
Speed skater or?
No, a figure skater. I think she even used to date, even for like a hot minute, Prince Charles. No,
Harry?
Harry, oh, yeah.
Boy.
She dated Harry.
For a hot minute.
Wow, and you made out with her, huh?
Well,
good for you, buddy.
What can I say?
Nice.
What can you say other than?
Well, that was awkward.
I didn't expect that at all. Wow.
And then really quickly, to round out my odd stories, Cardi B is starring in a new Reebok commercial.
It's gross.
It's so weird. It was not at all what I expected.
What's wrong with
that? It's weird.
It's gross.
So she's got this. She's at the beautician, and she's got rollers in her hair and one of those hood dryers on.
Uh-huh.
And she's sitting next to a friend, and then the whole place notices that her Reebok is untied. And she looks down, and her hands are on her thighs, you know, just like above her knees. And she's got those huge long nails, and then the nails start growing.
Hold up.
She says, hold up.
Hold up.
She starts
tying. She's going to tie her shoes. Oh. So she leaves her hands where they are. She continues her conversation with the girl, and the nails grow, become animated. They go all the way down to her shoe and tie the shoe for her. The nails tie the shoe. It is.
The nails are creeping down her leg, though.
It's
and
weird.
It's
like
gross.
Snakes. It's like funny. It is really funny but creepy at the same time.
I thought it was gross, Vinny, because she had someone else tie her shoe or something.
No, she
did it herself with her nails. Yeah. Her magic fingernails.
That is creepy. So the nails.
Are you looking at it?
The nails look like vines going down her legs.
Yeah, it's pink vines.
Oh, yeah.
Red vines.
Look at how happy everyone is.
Anyway, you can check that out. We should put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's the Cardi.
You got it, dude.
Thank you, the Cardi B commercial for Reebok. All right, that's it. What do you got coming up?
Well, we're going to talk to Scott Budman from the ANN. He's an ANN correspondent and NBC Bay Area as well. And his part-time. That's his part-time gig.
I sure am.
He'll talk to us about the Face app and whether or not you gave everything you owned to the Russians just now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Join Lexi at Grocery Outlet in South San Francisco on Saturday. You can meet up with her on Hickey Boulevard in South San Francisco. Saturday from noon to 2. Come say hi, spin the Alice wheel for a free prize.
That's right.
And learn about Grocery Outlet's Independence from Hunger campaign and how you can help fight insecurity. All the info is at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at FirstNorCalCU.org. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with Scott Budman, a correspondent for the ANN, and also
welcome, yeah, Scott.
Scott!
In his free time, I think he does some internship work for NBC Bay Area.
Me and the other college students. Yeah.
Right. Oh, you're young. You're just a young upstart. Anyway, Scott Budman, hello. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Hi.
Hi. So the big deal right now online, and it's on Instagram and it's on Facebook, is this face app where apparently it's just a filter that turns you old. Is that the case?
Yeah, it's an app, and so it's its own sort of company app, and you upload a picture, and you can do it on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, and people have been doing this like bonkers, 200 million people in about 24 hours.
Jesus.
And it shows you what you look like when you're old.
Right, and it's actually pretty good, yeah. And I use the term filter because I actually haven't used it myself. And I just assume it's this, you know, sort of what we're used to with Snap, where you, the filter goes on and you're like, oh, look, I have a mustache. Hysterical.
Right.
But it's not, it's better than that, right? As far as the picture that you, the end result is better than the, than a filter almost, right?
Yeah, I must say, having looked at a lot of these and a lot of the Snapchat stuff, this is pretty good. They say they use artificial intelligence. They obviously have a lot of technology behind this. And some of the pictures are eerily good.
Yes, we use AI.
Yeah, so you're seeing, yes, your friends, you're seeing celebrities 20, 30, 40 years in the future, and people can't seem to get enough of this.
Right, so it spread quickly, and then what I saw almost, well, not quite as quickly, but pretty,
pretty
quick, was someone said, you've just given these people access to all access and ownership rights or something to all of your photos. And I still at that point didn't know that this, I thought this was something on Facebook.
Right.
But it turns out it's its own app. Right. And now I'm hearing that the Russians made it. So what can you tell us about this?
Yeah, this is a company that's out of Russia. It is headquartered in Russia.
So what? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it comes from. And those of us who are sort of professional buzzkills for a living were able to say, hey, you are giving your data and your facial recognition data to the Russians, to this company, and literally in their terms of service it says, we have this in perpetuity. We have this data forever. Now, they haven't really said what they're going to do with it, and the company is trying to backtrack and say, we're not going to keep it that long. You can take it down if you tell us how people are going to reach out to this Russian company. I have no idea.
Oh my God.
But it's like so many of these apps that have not only your information, but if you post your friends' data and make them look older, they have their data too. And it's just one of these things apparently we didn't learn from Facebook and Cambridge Analytica, and we're still willing to give some of our data for something that's kind of fun and interesting and that we love to pass around. And it's just one of those things, you know, you just need to ask yourself, as fun as this is it okay that a Russian company has your data?
It's fine.
Forever?
Don't worry.
Well,
about
even
it.
An American company, I don't want
I
that.
Know.
Is this considered what
did
they're
you guys
calling
do it?
Data? Might no, we did not.
We
do
actually
it.
Didn't do it, which yeah. is amazing because right. usually we jump on everything the
exactly.
kids are doing.
We kind of held off. Is this considered
yeah,
data
I mean,
mining?
It's interesting, and a lot of these celebrities who are actually a little safer than us in some ways. You know, we saw Drake and the Jonas Brothers and Mindy Kaling and all these guys putting their faces up there. Now, this is not going to be used. No one can say, you know, I'm going to use Drake's photo for an advertisement in Russia and nobody will know. He's Drake. He's going to get away with it. But any of us can be used, and we really wouldn't know if our face or our data is being used because it's so far away and we may not ever get around to seeing it. So there's a bit of a risk, but yeah, I get it. It's a lot of fun, and it's fun to share with your friends how you or your
did you do it?
Significant other is going to
yeah.
look in 20
did you
years.
Do it, Sky?
You know, I didn't, but I had tweeted out some sort of a warning on this. It got so much action, people started taking my photo and aging it and sending it back to me. So I know what I'll look like. They were very kind to do that. And
yes,
that now
was
I know.
Is it, Scott, I was talking to a friend of mine this morning. Data mining, is that what this is?
Yeah, that's really the main charge here. You're right, is they're taking all of this and data mining it to have that data, both as an individual but as a group, to find out how many people are willing to do this sort of thing, how many people are in certain categories. This is what we learned from Cambridge Analytica. That was done for political reasons. We really don't know what's being mined here and what it might be used for in the future, and that's why there's
face.
So many question
don't
marks
worry
around
about
that's
it.
The real problem is that we have a tendency to jump on this stuff And none of us
think about it.
Have any idea how our information could be used. It's the you keep saying the Cambridge Analytica, but it goes back to we would never have thought in a million years that something, some dumb thing we did on FB suddenly becomes a way they can target us.
Right.
And change. Frankly, they're talking about how they change an election. You go, what?
How could that happen?
We don't even know how. And so it's like opening a hole in your data to FaceApp,
right?
And whatever they do with it, we wouldn't even know because none of us know about that stuff.
Don't worry, only 200 million people. Don't, you're just one of them.
It's so dumb. And you can probably see someone. You can see someone in a boardroom going, "Look at how dumb."
Yeah.
They just handed us everything.
Yep.
And it's so they could make a picture old.
Quick, come up with something else. Now you look like alien.
That'll be the next thing. Well, and that's why right. Snapchat filter is so successful. We all want to know what we're going to look like. The top three
as
apps yesterday in the Apple App Store at one point were all face aging technology apps.
Oh, my
People
God.
Just decided this is what we want to do for the next 48 hours is age ourselves. And we've gotten, Vinny, you bring up a good point. We've gotten to a point now where we talk about something and then see an ad for it on our phone, and maybe we think about that for 2 seconds and go, well, that's weird, and then we move on because mm-hmm. it's just become what we do and what happens during the day, and this is the kind of thing that makes that happen.
Hooray!
So how do we opt out?
Well, I mean, by getting rid of this app, and frankly, any app that's connected to Facebook is still able to, in some back-channel way, although Facebook admits it's fighting this, you know, able to get some of your data, clear out your apps on Facebook, and just think twice about what you're posting. I get it. A lot of this stuff is fun. It's social. It's why a lot of us go online or on our phones in the first place, and that makes sense. But just think and see some of these warnings and ask yourself, am I okay with company X that's located in wherever it's located having some of my private data? And the answer should be no, especially if, you know, you're worried about election security or if you don't want to be tracked online. And it's not too hard, and you can still have fun on social media, but just something like this is asking for stuff that we are volunteering, and we don't even know what they're doing with it.
Well, and it's all brand new, really. I mean, right. We're talking about what's happened in the last 10 years, and honestly, if only we could have been warned.
Well, okay.
we're all figuring it out at the same time. So, like, oh, that's bad?
Imagine this is some project by Russians to have facial recognition on all of the general public in America, and we just went, yeah.
Yeah,
I just wanted a picture of me old.
I don't plan to go to Russia. I don't care
it's
if they recognize me or not.
Right. Well, right, and most of us won't. But, right. You know, 007 just got had.
Oh, poor guy.
It's true, and a lot of people jumped into this all over the place, and it's still happening, you know, this morning. And again, I get it. It's fun. It's a cool thing to do, but right. We are voluntarily giving up a little piece of ourselves to do it.
So could they get into all your, let's say they've got access now to all your photos. Does that mean my wiener photos also now in Russia?
Yeah, you've probably gone international.
Oh, God, penis recognition. This is bad, you guys.
Seriously, what about your boob photos?
What about them? They've been deleted for years.
Oh,
I haven't done a new one.
510 has a question for Scott. Scott, are all apps, oh, shucks, it just jumped down. Are all apps taking our info, Starbucks, the stores, etc.?
That's a great question. And they take some information, yes. But the Starbucks app, for example, they don't have too much information on us. They just want our money and a convenient way to get it. And so if you look at what some of these apps do, some of them want very personal things. And I say delete those. They're not going to help you. But most consumer apps just want a way to not only get your money, but they'll usually do it in an encrypted way. If you're paying at an app at Starbucks, it's actually in some ways safer than handing your credit card to, you know, to the person because it's just going electronically. Beep, they have it. If you use Apple Pay, it's encrypted, so it doesn't even send the number out into the, you know, the whatever sphere. So a lot of these apps are just making things convenient, and they would really pay a big price if it turned out that they were stealing our data. But others want not only your data, but they want access to your friend list. They want access to your contacts. They want to know where you live. They want some of your personal stuff. And when those questions start to get asked, that's where, you know, my spider sense starts to tingle. And I say, is it really worth whatever this is doing to give up that information? And usually it's not.
All right.
Thank you so much, Scott. You're always very informative.
Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area.
I don't feel any better. Thanks for nothing, really.
The Alice News Network.
Thanks,
Scott. Scott Budman, everyone. Thanks, Scott.
Take it easy.
Bye, Scott.
Ay, ay,
ay. Don't worry.
That's one of the things. So think of all the kids that did the old person picture. Now that company has access to all their photos.
Oh, fantastic.
So all the boob photos, all the ween photos, and whatever more, they're mining all that stuff.
American pornography.
Well?
We love it.
What normal 20-something kid doesn't have nudes of themselves?
It does seem like they all have that.
I mean, I'm not going to ask our... We've got a couple normal 20-somethings here in the building.
They
I won't
have
ask
it,
them,
for
but
sure.
You got to bet that they do.
Give me a thumbs up or thumbs down, guys. Got
they're
naked,
not normal.
Naked photos.
They're not normal.
Yep.
They're not?
No, Gabby...
Gabby
oh,
said
Vaughn
thumbs
says
up.
No. Vaughn, you're not in your 20s.
No?
Yeah, Vaughn has no porn on his... No personal porn.
Gabby's in a long-distance relationship. She's got to.
She's going to see her dude today.
Oh, my
today?
God, she's so
Is
horny.
It today or tomorrow? I think it's tomorrow. She's driving to L.A.
Oh, boy. I don't think she's listening.
They're listening.
Oh. All right. Well, anyway, thanks, Scott Budman.
Yeah, thank
I'm
you.
I'm so glad I didn't do that.
Me too. It's a thing I would have just gone, oh, I'll do that.
Well,
I just didn't
right.
get around to it.
It's just made me more, I'm going to do less online.
Yeah. Well, you keep That's saying all. That. You always say that.
But
you,
I am doing
no,
less.
You, I know.
I'm
You're
doing
like the
less.
One guy who's doing less. Everyone else is like, yeah, I'll do that. Mm. I'll do more.
Why don't do those little tests anymore, the inquiries where they
yeah,
go
that's the Cambridge Analytica
yeah
thing.
Exactly oh which golden girl are you or you know whatever
oh my
that
God.
Stuff is I don't do that anymore I want to and then I go nope don't do it
yeah that's how they got you the yeah. first time
yeah
maybe I'll buy you like a book of quizzes and then you can just do it you
do
know
that, yeah.
with a pencil right. in the real world
with all the stories going around about the electric scooters
yeah
San Francisco allowed the program to take place here in the city as a pilot program, but it's no more.
Oh.
It's permanent.
Oh. Is this the scooter?
The e-scooters are a success, according to this
they
story.
They are everywhere. People
the
one-year really
pilot
jumped on
instituted
that.
last year expires on October 15th, and they plan to make it permanent. They'll be in town. And available to you. So whatever injuries, whatever accidents, whatever...
Nah, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's all good.
Riding on the sidewalk or riding without helmets, it's all been worth it.
Yay.
It's a success.
Is it worth it?
It's worth it. Let me work it.
You see these things everywhere. The other day, I had gone to go surfing, and I got skunked. It was no good. And so I went to look someplace else, and I was at a popular spot. And someone had thrown, I see this guy standing over the fence. He's got a vest on, so he's a city worker. And he's looking down over the rocks. And so I, of course, look over to see what he's looking at. And someone had thrown those electric bikes. They'd thrown them over the fence, out past the rocks, and into the water.
Why?
And I'm like, oh, that looks like that's going to be tough. And he goes, yeah, I'm trying to figure out how we just sent someone to get a hook, but
how are we
this seems
down
to be
there?
Happening.
Lots
about
of places
once,
to hook on a bike, though.
Once
you
a
just
week.
Just dangle it
well,
down there.
And so I go, how much do those things weigh? He goes, 75 pounds. The person
really?
Who threw that
was the Hulk.
Was the Hulk. Like, you couldn't make that. An average person couldn't make
Maybe
that
Maybe a couple
throw.
People
Maybe.
Did it.
But apparently that is...
Why, though?
Well, because they Senseless. Hate they hate them being around.
Oh. Oh, so you're saying it's not someone who was using the thing
no,
and then went,
it's someone
I'm done with
who's
this.
Like, I'm so tired of finding these parked anywhere. Because they do. They park them... The person
well, you
who
get off
and
then you walk away.
Gets off and walks away. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And that's the scooters. You see them laying over on the street.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. Thanks. Right there on the sidewalk.
Right.
Kind of bunk.
Yeah.
And yet, permanent program now in San Francisco.
All right.
Great. Welcome, e-scooters.
I better get the app.
According to a new study, firefighters, you need to not ride one
I
of those, okay?
It.
Don't do it.
Gotta do it.
Firefighters have the highest job satisfaction of any worker in the country.
Really?
Firefighters.
Oh.
Their average satisfaction is 9 out of 10.
Well,
that's big.
Probably wanted to be a firefighter since they were a little boy or girl. I want to be a firefighter.
Yeah, I think that...
it's probably pretty satisfying.
They're seen as heroes. And, sure. I consider a firefighter a hero,
absolutely.
No doubt. And that they're there to... Boy, anything, huh? Sarah's on a fast for a blood test she's got to take today. And she came walking in here chewing on something. I'm like, what are you eating?
I'm like, oh, no. I ate one of your lozenges. So I spit most of it out. But I'm like, I guess I'm just so starving. I unconsciously. No. Am I allowed to have
them? No, don't do anything and stop drinking your coffee.
Drink water. They said to stop drinking coffee and drink water.
Just water.
Whatever.
Let's get you some
back
water and fill you up.
I have some water. I'm good.
Right. Firefighters love their work. And I do think that they feel the love.
Right. Well, we're doing the stair climb coming up here pretty darn soon.
Yeah.
Salesforce Tower to support our first responders.
Our guy out on disability is going to be doing the walk.
I know.
Thank
it's crazy.
You so much. Really excited, everybody. We'll be hitting you up for money soon.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
You must really like that because you definitely have an excuse not to do it.
I do like, here's the thing, when you're at the event and you see how grateful the firefighters and the police officers and the first responders are, it really melts your heart because, you know, I've never had to really call anybody, but all the people that have been hugely saved by their sacrifice, I mean, and it's such a fun event. I mean, all the bagpipes, the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh my God, bagpipes?
Oh yeah. You don't like bagpipes?
I love
You're
them.
Scottish.
Oh my God,
Clark is a Scottish last name.
I
you know
love
that?
Them. Didn't you know that I love? What makes you think I don't like it?
Anyway, it's a great event, and we're happy to support. It, and it's nice being number one all the time when we do it.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with Metallica.
All right,
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.